I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, the German parliament approved the latest round of bailout funds for Greece. It's about $170 billion worth of loans to keep Greece from defaulting on its debts. Germany's expected to come up with most of the cash. Until now, German politicians have presented a pretty united front when it came to helping Greece in the eurozone. That's despite the fact that many Germans are fed up with giving the Greeks any more money. The World's Clark Boyd has more.
Today, the German tabloid Bild had this headline message for German politicians. Stop. Don't go down this crazy path any longer. Meanwhile, other German papers recently carried a full-page ad taken out by Greek businessmen that said, Give Greece a chance. German Chancellor Angela Merkel weighed in this morning ahead of the parliamentary debate on the next tranche of German bailout money.
Ich kenne die Stimmen derer, die fragen, ob Griechenland nicht ein Fass ohne Boden sei.
Merkel said, I know there are people asking whether Greece is a bottomless pit, a hopeless case, whether it would be better for all if Greece went back to the drachma. These questions are valid, she continued. But after weighing the pros and cons, she said, I come to the conclusion that the opportunities in this new package outweigh the risks. For 2 years now, Merkel and her party faithful have stuck to the idea that the eurozone is better off with Greece in it. But cracks are now showing. This past weekend, Merkel's own interior minister suggested that Greece's chances of recovery might be better outside the eurozone. But Greece's culture and tourism minister, Pavlos Yarolanos, said today a Greek exit and bankruptcy are not the way forward.
Bankruptcy of Greece right now will cost the Greek people a lot more than the package that is being put together by the European Union together with Greece. The cost of that package is nowhere near what the cost of a bankruptcy would be for the Greek people, because bankruptcy would mean a very sudden and very radical reduction of the buying power of the Greek people, especially as far as goods are concerned that are coming from abroad. And the Greek economy is just as intertwined to the European economy as the German is.
Germans, however, seem to have had just about enough. Arthur Fischer is chief executive of the Berlin Stock Exchange.
I believe the German population understands the kind of austerity measures are really, really dreadful for the Greek people, and they have a lot of sympathy for the trouble they have to go through. On the other hand, we read in our newspapers that the rich people, the people with money, manage to channel that money outside Greece to protect it from supporting their own country.
Over the weekend, news broke that more than 100 German tax collectors had volunteered to go to Greece to help with its tax collection problems.
The level of trust in Greece implementing measures that they have agreed upon is plummeting in the German system.
Tomas Kleiner-Brockhoff is senior fellow with the German Marshall Fund of the United States.
We've seen over the last couple of weeks protests in Greece against this type of restricted sovereignty, that the ideas of which come out of Berlin. So the Germans are becoming the bad guys, which the German-Greek relations are at a post-war low at this point.
For her part, Angela Merkel says she's still committed to keeping Greece in the eurozone. The German opposition supports even more money for the bailout funds, and more money may, in fact, be necessary. Many in Brussels now feel that the agreed-upon bailout targets won't be enough to contain Greece's economic troubles. Merkel might have to go back and try to convince voters that Germany should pony up even more cash in the months ahead. But more money for Greece doesn't seem to be what Germans want. A new poll suggests that more than 60% of the German public is against any more bailout money for the Greeks. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.